All right, get ready, because we are going deep into music branding today. You guys sent in a ton of stuff on this one. Articles, marketing examples, even what sounded kind of like a jingle, actually.
Well, that's great. It means people are thinking about their brand's sound, which is powerful stuff.
And we're going to find out just how powerful. Right, so we all know branding is key, but how do you stand out? It's a noisy world out there.
It really is.
It takes more than a logo to break through. You got to connect with people, right?
You said it. And that's where music comes in. Think about it. A good jingle, the music in a commercial, even what's playing in a store. These sounds, they get to us. Emotionally, I mean.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you hear a certain song and boom, memories. But what's that got to do with branding, really?
Let me tell you about the amygdala. Part of the brain, see, handles emotions, right?
Mm.
And music. It's like a shortcut right to it, past all the logical stuff.
Whoa, okay. So a good tune makes me feel closer to a brand? I'm listening.
You got it. It's not just remembering it, it's feeling it. The experience, that's what you connect with.
Like, I hear that Netflix ta-dum and I'm already grabbing snacks, ready for a movie.
Exactly. Sonic branding, that's what we call that. Those two little notes, pure genius, they equal excitement, anticipation, movie night.
Mind blown, honestly. Two notes. So is that it? Sonic logos, we're done.
Oh, there's way more to it. Playlists for your website, music and ads, even the sound your app makes. It all builds that sonic identity.
Okay, sonic identity, I like it, but what do I even start with that?
Now we're talking. You've got stuff there from Latin Flash, right? Music branding specialists, they're all about custom solutions, finding what fits the brand, you know?
So not just slapping on any old tune and calling it a day.
Nope, no way. Gotta know the brand's values, the audience, what's the vibe. Then you find the sound to match.
So how do they, like, actually DO that? Latin Flash, I mean. They got a secret formula for this sonic identity thing.
Well, it's a process, that's for sure. They really dig into a brand story, you know? Mission statement, who they're trying to reach, even what kind of music those people like.
Okay, so, like, say I'm a fancy car company. What's my sound?
You're thinking classy, right? Elegant, maybe a touch of drama even.
Yeah, like a movie?
Exactly. So you might hear some orchestral stuff, strings, hint of jazz maybe, but the tempo. It's going to be controlled, nothing too wild, timeless, you know?
Makes sense.
Right. Now imagine that same car, but the music is ukuleles and whistling.
Oh, God, no.
Total mismatch, right?
I'd be like, what are they doing?
Exactly. So it's more than just picking a genre off a shelf, you feel me? It's the little things in the music, how it makes you feel about the brand.
Totally. And it can't just be one thing, right? Like,
yeah.
The music in the store has got to match the website, the ads.
You got it. Consistency is key. Latin Flash talks about that a lot. Seamless experience, no matter where you meet the brand, that's the goal.
Makes sense, yeah. Don't want to be all smooth jazz in the store, then blast heavy metal on Instagram.
So how do you even know if it's working? Can you measure, like, how much people vibe with your music?
$1 million question right there.
Yeah.
But that's what's cool. Latin Flash is all about the data. Mm. Market research, the usual, but then they get into some really wild stuff, too. Wild how?
Neuromarketing.
Okay, now you got to explain that one.
So, you know how our brains react to things? This is like measuring that, but for marketing. Music, visuals, all of it.
Wait, they're looking at people's brains while they listen to jingles.
Pretty much. Mm. fMRI scans, EEGs, they track how your brain lights up when you hear something.
That's both cool and kind of creepy.
Right, but super useful. See, they're looking for specific things. Emotional engagement, if you remember the brand later. Even subconscious stuff.
Subconscious, like, I don't even know it's working, but my brain is all by the thing.
Maybe, but it's more nuanced than that. Say, a melody makes your amygdala go nuts, right? Strong emotion there. Or a certain beat helps you remember stuff. That's valuable info for a brand.
So not just do I like this song, it's deeper than that.
Way deeper.
So it's not just for, like, huge companies then, this whole music branding thing.
Not at all. Any business can use this stuff.
Okay, so say I'm just starting out, thinking about my sound for the first time. What do I do?
First thing, know yourself. I mean, your brand, what are you all about? What's the feeling, the vibe? Then you find music to match that.
Like, if I'm a chill coffee shop, no death metal.
Probably not the best look. You want something warm, inviting, a little acoustic guitar maybe, something people can relax to.
Right, like, come on in, have a latte and chill out to this.
There you go.
Oh.
Think of all the places music is playing already. Your phone system, social media, it all adds up.
Yeah, this has been wild. I'm hearing music in a whole new way now. Every jingle's gonna have me thinking, what are they really selling me?
Right. But that's what makes it so cool. Music, it gets under your skin, you know? And the more we understand that, the better we can use it to connect.
Absolutely. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into the world of music branding. But before we go, I've got a question for you all listening. Think about your own life, yeah? What's the soundtrack? What songs tell your story? Bet you hear those tunes a little differently now, huh?